From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says talks will begin next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties between the United States and Cuba. At a joint news conference in Havana with Cuba's foreign minister, Kerry said the path toward fully normal relations will depend on lifting the trade embargo against Cuba that the United States imposed more than 50 years ago. His statement came after a ceremony in which the U.S. flag was raised over the embassy in Havana for the first time in 54 years.
I'm confident also that today is going to be the beginning of an opportunity for Cuban diplomats in Washington, D.C., and American diplomats in Havana to be able to engage more openly with the people who make up both of our countries.
A Cuban-American human rights group advocate in Washington said that the U.S. move to normalize relations with Havana might be a setback for Cuban dissidents. Some U.S. lawmakers and prominent politicians have also questioned the Obama administration's decision to move forward with engagement in spite of human rights concerns. Reports from Libya's coastal city of Sirte say dozens of people have been killed in fighting there this week between Islamic State jihadists and rival gunmen. The latest clashes erupted when a Salafist Muslim group and armed residents attacked Islamic State fighters in Sirte, accusing them of killing a prominent local preacher. Libya is split between two governments supported by armed troops fighting each other. The internationally recognized government is based in Tobruk. An Islamist-backed government rules from the capital, Tripoli. This is VOA News. Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment of a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package early Friday. The deal was agreed to after nearly 6 hours of meetings in Brussels. Euclid Sakalatos is Greece's finance minister.
Any deal is only as good as what you make of it. So let's hope that the Greek people will be able to make the best of this deal, to make the best of the reforms and the ability to reform, and will mitigate any negative consequences that surely exist within it.
Greece needs the money from international creditors by August 20th, when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. The Eurozone decision also saved Greece from default on its debts and helped to avoid its exit from the single currency Eurozone. Chinese authorities continue to investigate what caused two gigantic explosions at a warehouse in the coastal city of Tianjin earlier this week. Small fires were still smoldering early Friday at the site of the blasts, which occurred late Wednesday in a warehouse that was storing dangerous chemicals. Officials say the death toll from the explosions has risen to 56, including 21 firefighters. More than 700 people remain hospitalized. 33 are reported to be in serious condition. Meanwhile, the official Xinhua news agency reports a team of 217 military nuclear and biochemical specialists and a group from the International Atomic Energy Agency's Beijing office have been dispatched to the area. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed feelings of profound grief and sincere condolences to those who suffered and died from Japan's past military aggression on Friday. While making his highly anticipated public statement on the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II, Mr. Abe said Japan had inflicted immeasurable damage and suffering upon innocent people. He did say that what has been done cannot be undone, but past mistakes should not be repeated. The Prime Minister upheld apologies made by his predecessors, but he offered no new apology of his own. China and South Korea have repeatedly called on Mr. Abe to directly address atrocities committed by the Japanese military during its occupation of much of Asia in the 1940s. U.S. factory output rose at the strongest pace in 8 months during July, largely due to a surge in auto production. The U.S. Central Bank report is the latest in a series of mostly upbeat studies that increase the likelihood that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates in September. Economists say eventually the recovering U.S. economy will no longer need lower rates. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.